Yeah, that's a little bit of what happened in the movie Zero Dark Thirty, isn't it?
I didn't see it.
Why not?
Well, I will not see it.
Why not?
Because it gives Americans the sense that this is what their security services do. As I understand, it's sort of people sitting around rooms kicking around detainees. That is unacceptable. It's not what we did. And the perception among Americans that there is some rogue security service out there that does not operate at the direction of the Congress and the White House, elected American officials, and under the law established by the Congress and interpreted by the Department of Justice. I did not live in that world. They told us what to do. We tried to execute it as best we could.
You know, you backed out of a confirmation. Was it because of this kind of talk?
Yes, it was. I was nominated. It was an incredible honor for what was once a junior officer, me, an entry-level officer, to become head of intelligence for Department of Homeland Security. I was happy to take the hearing. It was going to be an open televised hearing. But I was the only person who was a CIA nominee for a job that required Senate confirmation. And the Senate started to say publicly and to the White House and others, and to me, we're going to nail your head to a wall when you come down here. Because at the time there are debates about what the Congress knew when, arguments between Republicans and Democrats. My personal attitude was, all right, bring it on, let's go. But I thought, I've never met the president, you know, in deference to him and with respect to the process, that professionally it was a better thing to withdraw. And after that, I looked in the mirror and said, I think it's time to leave government. I don't have a place to go.
Might you return?